गोपी जन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारे जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहार जय जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारे गोपी जन वल्लभ जगिरे वरधा गोपी जन वल्लभ जगिरि वरधारे यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर वन चार जय जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 जयो राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे राधे ओ जय जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे राधे नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल गौर हरि जायो जय प्रभुपा 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 जय प्रभुपा जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमदिश देवाइंद्रेश एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद देवाइंद्रेश भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज शिल प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप मायपुर धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय भक्ति देवी श्री तुलसी महारानी की जय नितय गौर प्रेमानंद हरि हरि बोल ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवती के कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंश कल्पतरु भ्यश्च कृपा सिंधु भेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा सदीगो भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। राम राम हरे हरे। श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11th टेक्स्ट नंबर 23rd एंड 24th। चैप्टर 24 टेक्स्ट नंबर 11th एंड 12th। सो सुजत तपसा युक्तो रजसा मद अनुग्रहात् लोकान् स पालान् विश्वात्मा भूर्भुवस्वर इति त्रिधः। सो सुजत तपसा युक्तो रजसा मद अनुग्रहात् लोकान् स पालान् विश्वात्मा भूर्भुवस्वर इति त्रिधा। सो सृजान् तपसा युक्तो रजसा मद अनुग्रहात् लोकान् स पालान् विश्वात्मा भूर्भुवस्वर इति त्रिधा। Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Translation of text number 11. Lord Brahma, the soul of the universe, being endowed with the mode of passion, performed great austerities by my mercy, and thus created the three planetary divisions called Bhur, Bhuvar, and Swara, along with their presiding deities. Text number 12. Translation. Heaven was established as the residence of the demigods, Bhuvar Loka as that as the ghostly spirits, and the earth system as the place of a human beings and other mortal creatures. Those mystics who strive for liberations are promoted beyond these three divisions. Purport. Planets such as Indraloka and Chandraloka are meant for the heavenly enjoyment of the most pious fruity workers. The highest four planets, however, Satyaloka, Maharloka, Janaloka, and Tapaloka, are meant for those who are most perfectly endeavoring for liberation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so inconceivably merciful that he is promoting the most fallen victims of Kali Yuga beyond these four planets and even beyond Vaikuntha to the supreme planet of Lord Krishna in the spiritual sky called Goloka Vrindavan. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that heaven is the residence of the demigods, the earth is the residence of the human beings, and in between is a temporary residence for both classes of human beings. ओम ज्ञानति मिनन्दस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमद्भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनि नामने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणि प्रश्वारिणि निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पश्चात्देशतारिणि हरे कृष्ण हरे बोल. इट्स वेरी वेरी इम्पोर्टेंट पॉइंट मेंशन इन दिस पर्पोर्ट दैट श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज सो इनकन्सीवेबली मर्सीफुल that he is promoting the most fallen victims of Kali Yuga beyond those four planetary system, even beyond Vaikuntha, that is Goloka Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his instructions to Srila Rupa Goswami, he explains the journey of the soul from this material world to the spiritual world. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that in this material world, in this material universe, there are infinite living entities, unlimited jivatmas, and they are transmigrating from one body to another body through the 8,400,000 species of life. Amongst all those jivas, there are two categories. One is a moving and other is non-moving. So those who are moving entities, amongst them, there are three categories, three groups. One, the jivas who stay on the land. The other, the jivas who stay in the water. And the third, the jivas who stay in the air. So amongst those who are staying on the land, human being is a very less number. There are very few. Amongst the human beings, again, there are two categories. There are some pious human beings and there are some impious human beings. Amongst the pious human beings, most of the people, they hanker for fruitive activities. They have some desires for going to the heavenly planets and enjoy material pleasures. Among those very few, those who are seeking for liberation, mukti, among such hundreds and thousands of such pious souls, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bahunama Janma Namante Gyanavanava Prapadite Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. Among such a rare soul, one person gets that seed of devotion, Bhakti Lata Bij. By the mercy of Guru and by the mercy of Krishna, one gets the seed of Bhakti Lata Bij. So when the creeper is growing from this material world to the spiritual world, there are also many stages. Rupa Goswami writes, Ado Shraddha Tatha Sadhu Sangha Tatha Bhajana Kriya Tatha Anartha Nivruttishat. After Anartha Nivrutti, There is a nishtha. After nishtha, there is a ruchi. After ruchi, there is asakti. And the final stage is a bhava. After bhava is a prema. So amongst all these stages, from adho shraddha till the prema, the two activities are most important. Bhajana kriya and sadhu sangha. Adho shraddha, sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, anadha nivritisha, there are many stages. But out of these stages, sadhu sangha and bhajana kriya, they are most important because these are the only two activities which are voluntarily performed. Other activities, they simply follow. They are the result of these two things, bhajana kriya and sadhu sangha. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur, he writes that Mahajana jai patha tate habe anurata purvabar kariya vichar sadhana smaran lila ihate na karahela kahe manas kariya susar. For bhajana kriya, Narottam Das Thakur writes that we have to simply follow the footsteps of Mahajanas, the previous acharyas. In other processes, suppose you are walking in the forest, you have to create your own path. But in bhakti, bhakti is very sulabh, very simple to perform. Simply you have to follow the footsteps of previous Mahajanas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra kahe, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy. Simply by associating with a pure devotee, even for a moment, one gets the highest perfection of life, mukti or siddhi. One time Narad Muni, he came to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Dwarka. He said, "My dear Krishna, I have a question for you. I want to ask something from you." So Krishna said, "Okay." So he said that, "I want to know what benefits one gets after associating with the devotees for a moment, even for a moment, association of Vaishnavas, what is the benefit?" So Krishna looked at Narad Muni. He did not say anything. He just pointed towards one insect which was crawling there. And Krishna told Narad Muni, "Go and ask that insect. That insect will give you answer." Narad Muni was like, "The insect will give you answer? Okay." So Narad Muni went and started speaking to the insect. "My dear insect, please answer my question. What is the benefit one gets by associating with a Vaishnava even for a moment?" The insect looked at Narad Muni and immediately the insect died, left its body. Narad Muni was confused. Rather than accepting the answer, the insect was dead. So Narad Muni came back to Krishna. He said, "Narad, my dear sir, my dear Krishna, insect without giving answer died." Then Krishna smiled. And he again looked at a nest of a bird. There was a newly born baby bird in the nest. And Krishna told Narad Muni, "Now you go and ask that newly born baby your question." So Narad Muni said, "Okay." Because Narad Muni had a faith in Krishna, so he went. And he started speaking to that baby bird. What is the benefit? Baby bird also looked at Narad Muni and immediately died. Immediately quits his body. So Narad Muni, now he was really saddened in the heart. With a heavy heart he came to Krishna. He said, "My dear Krishna, actually I am the cause of the death of these two creatures. Please answer my question." He said, "Now you go, you see a cow over there. She has given a birth to a calf. You go and ask this question to that calf." So Narad Muni went. And he started speaking to the calf. What is the benefit of what benefits one gets after associating with the devotees for a moment? The calf also looked at Krishna, looked at Narad Muni, and without giving an answer, he left its body. Now he was really feeling guilty in his heart. He came back to Krishna. He said, "My dear Krishna, please don't send me anywhere now. At least now you answer my question." So Krishna said, "This is last time. To our neighboring kingdom, the queen has given birth to a child. Please go and ask this question to the prince." So Narad Muni,
He said, this is final. Huh? He was afraid in his heart, but still he went and spoke to that child. He kept that child on his lap and he started speaking to the child. He said, my dear prince, what is the answer of my question? So this time, that boy child, he started laughing. He said, Narad Muni, I am the answer of your question. When first time you approached that insect was me. I got your lava matra, just one moment's association, and immediately I was transported to the bird species. I got your lava matra, I got transported into the animal species, the cow species, and for a moment's association, now I am born in a king's family. And by your association, now I become a pure devotee, and I am eligible to go into the Vaikuntha planet. Narada was ashamed. He was not thinking that he is a pure devotee. So, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra kahe, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy. During the rainy season, when the drop of a water falls on a palm, it's very crystal clear water, one can drink that water. So it becomes drinkable. When that drop of water falls into the gutter, sewage gutter, it becomes degraded. We cannot even touch that water again. When that drop of water falls on a hot iron, it finishes its existence. It's no more drop now. But when that same drop of water falls in an oyster, it becomes a pearl. Water is same. The drop of water is same. But how it associates? If the drop of water associates with the gutter, it becomes a gutter. If that drop of water associates with the oyster, it becomes the pearls. So similarly, it is a choice for all of us. All of us have 24 hours. How we utilize that 24 hours in our life, how we associate ourselves with whom? We have 24 hours. Out of 24 hours, many people, they just spend their time surfing on a mobile. It becomes a habit sometimes. After some time, it becomes a habit. And we don't even come to know how our life is just being wasted simply by surfing on a mobile or chatting with the friends or doing a prajalpa. So, the drop of water remains the same, but how it associates. So similarly, our future also is depend on how we associate. Kararavinde napadaravindam mukharavinde vinivesayantam vatashapatra puteshayanam Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Markandeya Rishi, he was floating on the waves in the ocean during the annihilation period. For millenniums, he was simply floating. After some time, he saw from the distance there was a small, beautiful baby child. That child was floating on banyan tree's leaf. So he was amazed. In this devastation, how could this child survive? He went close to the child and he saw the child was sucking its own toe. He was more amazed. Why God, Krishna, Govinda, Shyamasundar, he is sucking his own toe? Because even Krishna also wants to know, what is it in my feet that all the great souls, the great devotees of mine, they fall at my feet, they surrender at my lotus feet. What is there in my lotus feet? So Krishna also wants to know the greatness of his own feet, because all the great souls, the devotees, they take shelter of his lotus feet. Krishna's conclusion was, he said, worshipping the lotus feet of my devotees is greater than the worshipping my lotus feet. Because my devotees, they are constantly immersed in the chanting the glories of Lord Krishna. In Vrindavan, Vikretu Kama Khilagopa Kanya Murari Padar Pita Chitta Vritte Dadyadikam Moha Vashad Vocha Govinda Damodar Madhaveti. The love of the Vrajavasis was so innocent. For them, except Krishna, no one was existing. The whole world was, you know, irrelevant for them. So these devotees are constantly only thinking about Krishna. Sometimes the gopis, they would serve prasad to their family members. After serving one item, suppose after serving rice, they would just remember Krishna and they would forget serving dal and sabji and other items. So all the family members, they are waiting when the next item comes. And they become, afterwards, they become so embarrassed and they complain to Krishna, "Oh Krishna, Hare Krishna, why are you doing this with us?" After this pastime is very high, therefore I won't mention Sri Radha's pastime. So these gopis and Brajavasis, they are so much absorbed in Krishna, they always want to chant the glories of Krishna. When Narad Muni came to Dwaraka, in a sarcastic way, he spoke to Lord Krishna, that, "My dear Krishna, the Pandavas are very happy now, because they are your devotees, they are chanting your glories, they are very happy. You see, the Pandavas, they have lost their kingdom, their wife has been insulted, and now they are banished into the forest for 12 years. But they are very happy." And then Narad Muni says, "I don't understand one thing. In spite of so much of inconveniences, so much of trouble, so much of obstacles in their life, but their love for you is increasing more and more. This is the greatness of Krishna Prema." In Krishna Prema, whether someone is happy or... actually, there is no misery in Krishna Prema. But devotees are happy. Devotees of Krishna, they are happy in all the circumstances. So therefore, Narottam Das Thakur writes, "Asat sanga sadatyak chada anya gitara karmi jnani parihari dure kebala bhakta sanga prema katha rasaranga lila katha braja rasapure." Give up the association of non-devotees and take full pleasure in the association of devotees and perform bhajan. Tirtha yatra parishrama kevala manera brahma sarva siddhi govinda charana. Going to the different holy places, actually it's only shrama. There is no need. Because all the holy places, they have taken shelter at the lotus feet of Govinda. Drida vishwasrude dhari Mada Matsarya Parihari Sadakara Ananya Bhajana. Give up this envy and hatred and always engage yourself in chanting the glories of Sri Krishna. So Adu Sraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Bhajana Kriya. After Sadhu Sangha comes Bhajana Kriya. Of course, in the association of sadhus is a Bhajana Kriya. Sanatana Goswami writes that a bell metal is a metal. Bell metal can turn into gold by mixing with the mercury in a chemical process. It is possible that bell metal can turn into gold. So similarly, even if a person is very, very sinful, if that devotee, if that person associates with devotees, simply by the association of devotees, that sinful person also can become very exalted soul. There was one disciple. He had got initiation from his spiritual master. So now he was very excited. He was expecting that my Guru Maharaj will give him some very special sacred mantra. So he went and approached his Guru Maharaj. "Yes, Guru Maharaj, what is that mantra now I should chant throughout my life?" Guru Maharaj said, "Yes. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You chant this mantra." So he was started chanting Hare Krishna mantra. So as he was walking by the banks of the Ganga, he saw there were some ladies, they were washing clothes. And he saw those ladies also chanting Hare Krishna mantra. He was thinking that my Guru Maharaj given me a sacred mantra which only I know, but here I see even the ordinary ladies, they are also chanting this mantra. As he went ahead, he saw some fishermen, they were fishing in the river, they were also chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Now he was really confused. As he went ahead, he saw some village boys, young kids, they were playing games. While playing games, they were also chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Now this was too much for him. He went and approached his Guru Maharaj. He said, my Guru Maharaj, my dear Gurudev, what kind of mantra have you given to me? Everyone knows about this mantra. What is the greatness in this? So Guru, he understood the doubt of his disciple. So then he handed over a precious gem, diamond, to this disciple. And he said, you go and ask those ladies, the fishermen and the children, what is the value and importance and the cost of this gem? He said, okay. He carried that gem and approached the ladies who were washing their clothes. The ladies said, yeah, it looks very attractive. We can use it for scrubbing our clothes. He said, really? You scrub your clothes with this gem, huh? Then he went ahead. And then he showed that gem, diamond, to the fisherman. Fisherman said, wow, this is also nice because we are also looking for some stones for tying at the end of our net. We can use it for that. And then finally the children of the boys of this village, they say, sometimes we don't find our ball. We can use this gem for playing cricket. Then he understood that unless you know the importance and value of that thing, we'll take it cheaply. So similarly, chanting Hare Krishna mantra, because it is such a freely available everywhere, we think that it is a simple ordinary Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Many people, they chanted Hare Krishna mantra even before Srila Prabhupada. But when someone comes in contact with the authentic Guru and that proper sampradaya, authentic sampradaya, then we can understand, we can experience and we can release that Hare Krishna mantra. Just like some material nature's laws are applicable on our body. If we don't eat regularly, if we don't eat every day, our body will dwindle. So similarly, chanting Hare Krishna mantra and associating with the devotees is the food for a soul. That is the food for that Bhakti Lata Bija, that creeper which is growing and going to the spiritual world. Chanting Hare Krishna mantra and associating with the devotees, that is a food for the creeper. Once there was a king, he was on his hunting tour. While he was on hunting tour in the forest, he saw one very old lamp. He rubbed that lamp on a stone and immediately out came the monster genie. So the genie appeared in front of the king and he said, my dear king, I am your servant. Please order me. Give me any task, I'll fulfill that. But please remember, you should always keep me busy and engaged. If I am free, I'll devour you. King thought in his mind, I'm the king, I have so many engagements, so many services to do. I'll utilize him, I'll engage him. He said, okay, come with me. So he engaged him in so many things, plowing the land, tilling the lands and other things. But he was so expert. Within a moment he would finish all his tasks and he could come in front of the king. So now the king became very afraid. How will I engage him 24 hours? But the queen was very intelligent. She said, oh genie, I have a staircase which has 108 stairs. Whenever you don't have any particular task, you keep on climbing up on the staircase and climbing down. Over and over again, just do all these things. Climbing up and coming down, climbing up and coming down. Then this genie was fully engaged and busy. Actually, our uncontrolled mind is more deadly and dangerous than the genie. The genie was present in front of us. But mind is such a subtle thing which acts from behind the curtain. very subtle, very dangerous, very naughty, very deadly. So if we don't use that mind in Krishna's service, it can devour us. And that is anartha nivritti. Adu sriddha tata sadhu sangha tata bhajana kriya, and then anartha nivritti. This anartha nivritti period is the longest period. Shraddha immediately comes. Then we start bhajana kriya. And after sadhu sangha and bhajana kriya comes anartha nivritti. But this anartha nivritti remains till the end of bhava stage. Ideally, after anartha nivritti, when nishtha comes, one should be free from all the anarthas. But these anarthas are present even at the stage of nishtha, even at the stage of ruchi, even at the stage of asakti, and also at the age of at the stage of bhava. Of course, their power and the influence of those anarthas are diminishing as we grow ahead, but still some stresses of these anarthas will remain. Just like sometimes we'll find that very, very exalted Vaishnavas and saints, even some weird thoughts may come in their mind. So how to understand that? An exalted Vaishnava and he's thinking some weird thoughts. Just like if you are walking on the road and cooling breezes are flowing on a seashore. So naturally those wind, that cooling breezes will touch our body. We have no control over, you know, flowing of the breezes. But it is depend on us, how we take it. If we get disturbed by those breezes, but the pure Vaishnavas, the most exalted Vaishnavas, sometimes such weird thoughts may appear in their, sometimes very rarely, some weird thoughts may come in their mind, but they don't ponder upon those thoughts. They don't give much importance to those thoughts. So similarly, so when we come at the stage of a prema, then all this anartha nivritti is punished. So Narottam Das Thakur, he gives a very simple formula how to become free from all these anarthas. Kama Krishna karmarpane krodha bhakta dveshi jane lobha sadhu sange hari katha moha ishta labha vine madh krishna guna gane nijukta kariva jata tatha. To become free from lust, greed, pride, anger, it is not just difficult, it is almost impossible. But because the urges of the mind and the senses is very strong. Even if a person is just a neophyte, newcomer in Krishna consciousness, if he uses those senses and mind in Krishna's service, then they become like a tamed animal. Apani pala besava shunya govindarava simarava jena karigana sakali vipatti jave mahananda sukha pave jarahaya ekanta bhajana. Narottam Das Thakur gives a beautiful example. Just like when a lion roars in the forest, all the elephants, they run away in fear. So similarly, when we chant Krishna's name, Govinda's holy name, and use our senses and mind in Krishna's service, by Govinda's holy name, the lust and all its friend, they run away in fear. So now this creeper is growing from this material world. Now it's going through, it penetrates all the layers of the material universe, and it also flowing through the Viraja river, and then it penetrates the Brahma Jyoti, and finally comes to Goloka Vrindavan. When it reaches to Krishna's lotus feet, and it completely flourishes, and there are fruits and flowers on this creeper. But there are some obstacles in this creeper. If someone performs some sinful activities, these reactions of the sinful activities cannot check the growth of this creeper. But only Vaishnava aparadh can stop the growth of this creeper. Because sinful reactions, the reactions of the sinful activities will be given to the body. But the reactions of Vaishnava Aparad directly goes to the soul. Therefore, sinful activities or sinful reactions may cause a temporary, momentarily pause on a creeper. But Vaishnava Aparad can put a full stop for millions of years on the bhakti creeper. Therefore, of course, one should not commit sinful activities. But actually, committing sinful activities or a pious activities, it has no connection with the bhakti. If someone commits sinful activities, he or she will be given physical punishment, either in this lifetime or in the next or the next. But a Vaishnava Aparad directly hits the soul and stops the growth of the creeper. Narottam Das Thakur gives an example. Just like a mad elephant, if it enters into the garden, beautiful garden, it destroys the whole garden. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, just remain, become free from all the Vaishnava Aparad, don't commit any Vaishnava Aparad, and just chant the glories of Krishna. Anya abhilasha chadi, jnana karma parihari, kaya mane kare bhajana. Give up all the desires for material sense gratification, even desire of jnana and karma, and simply perform bhajan of Govinda. Sadhu sanghe Krishna seva, na pujiva devi deva, yehi bhakti paramakarana. Sadhu sangha is from the beginning till the end. Other stages you may, even this navavida bhakti, or this five process, chanting, hearing, reading, but association of devotees is constant. Even if one reaches to the highest level of perfection, the most exalted Vaishnava, even such a person also needs Vaishnava's association. Once there was a king, and this king wanted to perform some ritual. So for performing that ritual, he needed some saintly person's blessings. So he ordered his minister, go and find out some saintly person, bring him to my palace, I need his blessing. So the minister went in the search of the great saintly person, but throughout his kingdom he couldn't find even a single saintly person, a sadhu. Then he saw one cobbler, he was working on a shoes, he was making some shoes, repairing some shoes. So he requested that cobbler. He said, my dear sir, can you do some favor for me? I'll also reward you, I'll give some gift to you. He said, what is that? You have to become a saintly person for 2 days. I know you are not a saintly person. You just take a garb of a dress of a sadhu and come with me, and you have to just bless the king. He felt like it is a little risky, but he said, okay, no problem. So he took on the dress of a sadhu and went with the minister. And king saw, wow, great saint, putting on tilak, malas, chanting mantras on the beads. He became very pleased. So when he got the blessings of this saintly person, the king started crying. He said, now I got the blessings of such a great advanced Vaishnava. And king also gave him a lot of donation, bakshis. So when the cobbler came back to his home, he was repenting in his heart. And he was thinking in his mind, I took a role of a pseudo sadhu. I'm not a real sadhu. I'm just pseudo sadhu. But simply by acting like a pseudo sadhu, acting like a sadhu, I got, like even the king was benefited. People were so happy with me. Everyone in that assembly, in the palace, just by looking at me, they were so pleased and they were purified. What if I become a genuine sadhu? What if I become a real saintly person? What if I become a real devotee of Krishna? So, similarly, association of devotees, we may not be on that highest level of devotee, but even if simply by trying to be a devotee of Krishna, it will give so much pleasure to Krishna. Because Krishna is such an amazing, wonderful personality. There are two types of devotees. One is a Nitya Siddha, who is completely free from all, there is no question of anarthas. They are always attached to Krishna. And there is another Sadhaka. Sadhaka is trying his best to control his senses and mind and somehow trying to engage himself in the bhajana kriya. But sometimes the Sadhaka falls down. As he is trying more hard, actually Sadhaka who is trying his best, this devotee is more dear to Krishna than a pure eternal associates. You know why? Because for a pure devotee, chanting Krishna's holy name, reading Bhagavatam, or taking pleasure of Krishna's service, it's very natural. But for a practitioner, he has to go against his will. He has to make a plan. Again and again he has to strive for this highest standard. Sometimes he doesn't want to chant. He has no desire to read Bhagavatam. But still because it is pleasing to Krishna, it will give some pleasure to Krishna. Therefore this practitioner is putting his hardest efforts, trying his best. Those efforts are pleasing to Krishna. Krishna says that those who are pure devotees, of course they will chant my name. They will love me. But you, although it is artificial for you at this moment to love me, to serve me, but still you are trying your best. Therefore you are very dear to me. This is our hope. That although we have no qualification, we have no love for Krishna, but because we are trying our best, that is the only hope. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Is there any question? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.